Well, back down to earth now, and in fact down to earth in a very big way, to a lap dancing club. Talk about land on your feet. This is a piece of research by Jeffrey Miller. He's based at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, and he's interested in studying the concept of human oestrus. Now, oestrus is, in the mammalian world, a time when a female becomes sexually receptive. In other words, they're likely to get pregnant if you have sex with them. And pretty much all animals display this time when they come on heat, except humans, which had led people to conclude that evolution had in some way weeded out the process of oestrus in humans, and that we just have this natural menstrual cycle, and at some point in that menstrual cycle you're very fertile and you can get pregnant if you have sex then. So what these guys wanted to find out was whether actually it really does exist, and women are sending out signals that men respond to subconsciously, and that in fact this will affect the behaviour of the men in some way that you can measure. And so they decided to go to a bunch of lap dancing clubs, and they recruited 18 women who were in these clubs, and they asked them to keep a diary over 60 days of how much they earned in tips. And they broke the women down into two groups. They had women who were taking the pill and women who were taking no contraception. They were just using normal menstrual cycles. And what they found, really interestingly, was the women who were on the pill had about $200 coming in tips per shift that they worked. And the women who were not on the pill, at around the time when they were most fertile, earned $350 per shift. So their earnings nearly doubled. And at the end of their cycle and at the beginning of their cycle, they earned roughly the same as the women on the pill. So this sort of says it's not because they were much prettier than the women who are on the pill. It's because something else was going on. And they're saying this is very strong evidence that, economically speaking, at least is the first objective evidence that men will respond to these signals coming out from women. The women weren't aware that they were taking part in a study to see how women affect men's behaviour, but it looks like there's some kind of signal that the women are giving out. Now, whether that's in the way the women dance, whether it's in the way they make themselves look, whether it's in the way that they secrete various chemicals that the men respond to, we don't know. But men were much more generous with their tips to women when they're at their most fertile, suggesting that the men valued the women and therefore valued them potentially in terms of what they could get out of those women, i.e. making them pregnant at certain times of the month, which is intriguing. Women are affecting our behaviour, Dave.
I can believe it in one way or another.
And, well, it's not rocket science. Everyone knew that. But anyway, Helen.
I think that's great. And maybe that's a new technique for earning more money. Anyway, I'm not allowed
to. So go for the job interview when you're on day 14. but if you take the pill, basically, you won't earn as much because you're not having this natural surge in attractiveness at your fertile period because there isn't one.
Absolutely.